News 97 and 98 News Director Steve Rubo with you. You know, I noticed that nonprofits in Oceana County are getting, well, you could call it a Christmas boost. It's in the form of quite a bit of money from the Women Who Care organization. Each of their members have written checks, and it's come out to over $15,000 that's going to the Community Foundation for Oceana County. And they're the ones that oversee these nonprofits we were talking about. They always have a wish list that they put on their website, and they admit that most of the time they can't really fulfill most of those wishes. Why? Because there's just not enough money to go around. Well, this will help a great deal. An extra $15,000 should help the Community Foundation for Oceana County fulfill a few more wishes. Let's talk to the executive director of the Community Foundation, Tammy Carey, joining us. Tammy, thanks so much for being here.
Well, I'm glad to join you, Steve, and talk about the Women Who Care and the Community Foundation.
Yeah, especially with some good news like this, you know?
Yeah, it's been great. The Women Who Care are a wonderful organization of Oceana County women that come together quarterly and each write a $100 check based on the nonprofit that is selected at that meeting. All the members are allowed to nominate a nonprofit, and then we select three of those nominations out of the hat. And then we hear a presentation on each of the organizations, and then the members cast their votes, and we tally them up, and the winner receives our checks. It's very easy. All work is done within 1 hour, and this time, they selected the Oceana Community Foundation's community wish list.
All right. And how big is that wish list?
Oh, my gosh. We have close to 90 wishes across all of the nonprofits on those wish lists. And they're broken up into three different financial categories. One under $500, wishes that are between $500 and $1,500, and then one list of anything over $1,500. And we probably had close to 35 nonprofits from Oceana that submitted wishes.
Okay. Turns out it was 88. I'm looking at your website. Is that about how many wishes you get each and every year? Or was this, you know, kind of strange this year that to get 88 wishes?
You know, each year that list grows. We survey our nonprofits in the fall and ask them, you know, give us a project that is ready to go and think about what would be compelling to donors and especially maybe compelling at this time of year. I often hear from donors that are looking for that special project that they would like to help around the holidays. In fact, I received a call today from a donor that wanted to help us support a wish for Newer Christian School to replace their aging tire swing. So the wishes are all across the board, and we're just so happy to be able to help these nonprofits fulfill those financial needs that their budgets can't handle.
Now, you're getting an extra $15,500 from Women Who Care. That's probably, that's not going to cover all of the wishes, although I'm sure that you're still pleased.
Oh, yeah. So last year, I think we were able to support around 20 to 25 of the wishes that were submitted to us. And so we're hoping with the Women Who Care funding and all of the donations that either come from the community at large or through our donor advisors that have funds within the foundation, we'll be able to support at least half of those requests is my goal. So it's very exciting. The Women Who Care have been just a fantastic organization collaborating with the foundation, but also with many nonprofits in the community over the last 6 to 8 years. I don't know exactly the amount of time they've been along, but they have supported close to $400,000 of funds going back to Oceana County nonprofits. So they're a very important partner to supporting the charitable needs in our community.
Think of that amount. You know, I've interviewed governmental officials who have crowed about giving less money than that over that period of time. And so, I mean, you just think of that, $400,000 over the past few years. And that's just from people who get together and say, I want to help. You know, not from anything official. There's nothing official about Women Who Care. It's just a group of women who care.
That's so true. It's probably the easiest way to give you can imagine. There's no overhead. There's nothing to really administer here other than a steering committee that is keeping track of the donations and informing members about when we meet. So it's a great way for ladies in our community to get to know the nonprofits better and also what their specific needs are and how to help them.
Now, this is the season for giving, so I'm betting that there's a few people out there that are listening that say, okay, that's a great gift that Women Who Care has given the Community Foundation, but as we just heard from the executive director of the Community Foundation, Tammy Carey, she says, well, that's probably still only going to cover about half of the wishes on the list that we have. So maybe there's somebody out there saying, you know what, I can help out a little too. How could they go about doing that, Tammy Carey?
All of the wish lists are posted on our website, which is oceana-foundation.org. And under the Give tab, you'll see a link for community wish lists. And so those three different wishes by financial amounts, are the files are listed there. So just click on them and review the different requests. You can support the nonprofit directly. If you had a fund within the Community Foundation, then you can make a grant directly out of your fund to support the wish.
All right. Sounds good. You know, I heard the Community Foundation has its own challenge grant going right now, huh?
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. I was just tallying up how we're doing. For the last couple of years, we've had an anonymous donor that has helped us out at year-end to give a special boost to our year-end giving from our donors and the community at large of $25,000. And that is for any gift that goes into our community investment fund, which is our unrestricted fund that helps to support all the nonprofits and special projects within Oceana County, and then also our administrative fund, which helps support the operations and leadership activities of the Community Foundation. But this year, this donor decided to double that challenge match to $50,000. So I just did a little quick calculation, and right now we stand at about $40,000 towards that match. So we're $10,000 away from maximizing that match, and so that's I guess you would say that's our wish, too, is that we might be able to meet that match or even exceed it. And if you have any questions, you can certainly call me at the foundation or check our website for all of our contact information.
And please do so. What a great cause during a wonderful season. Tammy Carey, the executive director of Community Foundation for Oceana County. And Tammy, thanks so much for catching us up on what's happening with your group.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And I wish everyone a happy holiday. And thanks for considering any contribution to the foundation or the nonprofits within Oceana County.